Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. And again, another Q&A. Say it every time, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to send us a Q&A. My wife, Cindy, is an excellent dog trainer, better dog trainer than I am, and she answers these Q&A questions that we get through our website every day. Gets up in the morning, goes downstairs, has her cup of coffee and answers these, and we pick out the good ones. And this is a good one because I'll just read it. It's about a person that has a puppy that is going to be a larger puppy, and she has smaller dogs, and this larger puppy starting to jump on and play too rough with her little dogs. I'll read it. She says, I have a 6-month-old Rottweiler puppy who is well socialized and has the right amount of exercise for his age. And we are attending obedience class. That's a question that I may talk about later because I'm not sure that I really agree with that on a 6-month-old dog. I just think that you're better off trying to do the work yourself at home rather than take them into, I'll back it up and say, I think it's a better idea to do your training at home because there's less distractions at home. You can focus on the exercises that you need to take them through, and then once they know them, you slowly add distractions. Whereas you take a puppy to an obedience class that has 10 to 15 other puppies running around there barking, you can't get more distracting. How can a dog learn in that environment? It really can't, unless you're going to put pressure on the dog, and really that's not the way we train. We train with reward-based training. There's a time and place to add distractions in dogs, and it's not with six-month-old puppies. So anyway, I diverse. 95% of the time, my puppy is amazing. He listens and he's engaged with me. However, he has no respect for our 5-year-old pug. He jumps on her, mauls her. I use verbal corrections like, which is the word I have chosen to let him know he has made a mistake, and off in a loud, stern voice. He gets off, but then 5 minutes later, does it all over again. Is my only option to alternate them in their crates? How can I get him to understand that it's not okay and protect our smaller, older dog? Really good question. What we do in our house is when we have puppies, and we now have 4 dogs at home, 3 little dogs and a 3-year-old German Shepherd. When we get a puppy, we don't let our puppy interact with our other dogs unless the puppy is on leash, or unless our puppy is in an X pen or behind a gate that we put in our house. We try and raise our dogs inside, but we manage them. The biggest problem that we see with new dog trainers comes down to learning how to manage it. And I have a video, it doesn't cost hardly, I think it's $10, on how Cindy and I manage dogs in our home. And really when we stop and think about it, management is not basic obedience. Management is where the dogs learn to live in the house under our rules. And we don't allow our dogs to jump around and be wild in the house. So when we get a puppy, even a 6-month-old puppy, we'll either keep our puppy on leash in the house so that we can block it anytime it's going to go over and try and interfere with one of the other dogs. Although, we don't allow our puppies to interact physically with our other dogs for a long time. They have to learn that, okay, in the house, I've got to relax, I've got to be calm, I've got to leave these other dogs alone, because when I do try and do something, I get a bit of a correction, or I go in my dog crate, or I go in my X-Pen. And we keep the X-Pen in our living room, and we have toys and things in there. We don't play a lot with our dogs in the house. Play is done outside. We want our dogs to learn that when we bring them inside, they can have their own toys. They can play with their own toys, but they got to learn to relax, and we expect them to do that. And if you do this, and you have an X-Pen in your living room, And I don't sell X-Pens anymore. They're too big to ship, and there's plenty of places you can go to buy them. But when you bring them in and put them in your X-Pen, we want them to lay down. They're going to learn. I'm going to sit there and watch TV. I'm going to sit there and work on my computer. And that takes a long time. It depends on the dog. It's not a breed-specific thing. We have a little Chihuahua right now. I bred German Shepherds for police work for 35 years. And now Cindy has a German Shepherd, and I have a Shih Tzu and a Border Terrier and a Chihuahua, and I love all three of them. But they were all different. The little Chihuahua is now a little over 2 years old. It's taken her a long time before we allowed her to interact, because she's the pushy one, before we allowed her to interact with the other dogs. And when we saw that she was going to be decent, she could be loose in the living room, but at any point that she started to get out of hand, she would get picked up and put back into the X-Pen. That's just good management. You know, when I talk to people that get dogs, I try and tell them, you don't have to train a dog to do anything if you manage the dog correctly. If the dog learns your rules, which is to be calm in the house, which is not to jump on these other dogs, which is to be social, not reactive, that's all management. They don't have to know sitting down and staying all this if you keep them on leash all the time. And our puppies are on leash all the time when they're loose in the house. You know how long it takes a puppy to go over behind that couch and take a pee? About 3 seconds. And they're not going to do it in front of you. But if you've got them on leash and you take them outside enough, you've got everything under control. That's good management. I have that video. I think I said we have a video on how we manage dogs in our house. I really recommend it. I think it's only $10. But let me see what else Cindy has to say here. Cindy makes a good point. So we have 4 dogs in our house. When we have the puppy and the puppy's loose on leash and we want the other dogs to come out, we'll put the puppy in the X-Pen and we'll let the other 3 dogs come out because they know how to relax and be decent in the house. So she can sit there with the other 3 dogs around and this lady could have her pug loose with her puppy in an X-Pen. And the puppy can sit there and watch how the pug reacts, and it'll learn from watching that. So in closing, our long-term goal is to teach our dog, our every dog, puppy, older dog, rescue dog that comes in, to relax in the house. We want our young dog to learn how to properly act in the house while we still protect our older dog from the puppy. We are not going to let a puppy torment or harass our older dogs. That's where you're going to have a relationship problem with these 2 dogs. So if you have questions for your dog, go to the front of learburg.com, scroll down to the Ask Cindy, and you can post your question there. One of the things I say in some of these videos, most of them, is that she will require you to create an account with your email address. We don't spam you. We don't sell emails. But the reason we do that is we have a database. When the tickets come in, they go right into our database, and then Cindy will answer the question and put it in the database. Then if you come back a week, a month, a year later with other questions, Cindy will pull up your previous questions through the email you put in, and she can see what she had recommended before, and then she can talk to you about how to solve the problems. We can really help a lot of people. And as I said, I don't think there's another website on the internet that does this on a daily basis. Thank you for your time.